With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In what would be a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books made available in their district's elementary schools that feature stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins is president of the Washington-based Family Research Council. He says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in the year 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning, and it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump tells Time magazine that Crimea will stay with Russia. That statement comes as the U.S. tries to broker an end to the war in Ukraine. The strategic Black Sea Peninsula in southern Ukraine was seized by Russia in 2014 while Barack Obama was in the White House. It's been another Russian drone strike on a civilian target in Ukraine. An explosive drone hit an apartment building, killing three people. A senior Russian military officer has been killed by a car bomb near Moscow. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
A federal judge says Montgomery County cannot sever relations with a Christian home for abused women just because it is religious. Grace Haven Incorporated was seeking a preliminary injunction against the county, which is trying to cut the ministry off because it hires only Christians. This kind of case is becoming increasingly common across the U.S. as states, counties, and cities pass laws designed to promote the LGBT agenda in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Institutes of Health will no longer provide grant money to any college or university that boycotts Israel. It's all part of President Trump's efforts to root out anti-Semitism in America's higher education system. Every year, the NIH hands out tens of billions of dollars in the form of 50,000 or more academic and research grants. This is SRN News. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including influence exerted by the White House.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have left for Rome. Tomorrow they'll join heads of state and royalty from around the globe, the funeral of the late Pope Francis, the Vatican. More details at srnnews.com.